Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. So Yohanan has taken a boy out to the field to shoot target practice with arrows, but really to warn David about what Shaul's reaction had been and whether David's safety could possibly be assured by coming back to court. So now he shot the arrow past the young boy, by Yavo Hana'ar ad Makom Hachetzi. And so the youth reached the point where the arrow was. Asher Yara Yohanan, that Yohanan had shot. And Asher Yara Yohanan implies that he shot it there on purpose, that there was intent, that it's not just that Asher Yara that he had shot. It's Asher, and this is not in the Mefarshim, but I think this is what the meaning of the word is, Asher Yara Yohanan, that Yohanan intentionally shot to a certain point. And so the kid gets up to the point where the arrow really is. Vayikra Yohanan acharei ha-na'ar vayomer, and Yohanan called out after the youth, and he said, "Halo hachetzi mimechava hala," but the arrow is farther on than you. And that right there is the siman that they had agreed to. Now, from this pasuk, it sounds like Yohanan only shot the one arrow. He had promised David he was going to shoot three arrows. So the question is, why shoot only one? And so most of the Mefarshim say that he didn't need to bother to shoot more because the sign was clear after only one arrow. The second and third arrows were possibly if the message was unclear somehow, or if David didn't get the point that Yohanan was making, or Mayan Loewy suggests maybe there would be other archers around the field, so his first shot might not be visibly his, or maybe the shot goes astray, maybe he misfires, and so as a result, he shot the one. But other Mefarshim say that he may have shot all three. When it says that he got to the place, Asher Yara Yohanan, of the Chetzi that Yohanan had shot, that's the first arrow. And then when he said, "Halo HaChetzi Mimecha V'Hala," that's a second arrow, the one that was warning David. So it could be it was more than one. Lamed Ches, Vayikra Yohanan Acharei HaNa'ar. And now Yohanan called after the youth another statement. So first he sent the message, the arrow is further on than you. Now he says, "Meheira Chusha Al Ta'amod." Quickly, hurry up, make haste, do not delay. Come on, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Vayelaket na'ar Yohanan es hachitim. And so the na'ar of Yohanan gathered up the arrows, which is another reason that various Mefarshim say he shot more than one. Vayavo el Adonav. And he came back to his master. Now it's interesting that the word hachitim is spelled hachetzi. It's spelled in the singular, but it's kriyuksiv. It's read as chitim, as the arrows. So that can complicate the idea of whether he shot one or whether he shot plural, he shot more. Because since it says hachitim, but it says, it's spelled hachetzi, it could be either way. And so he came back. Lamtes v'hanar lo yadama umo. But the youth, the boy, knew nothing. Ach Yohanan v'David yadu es hadavar. Only Yohanan and David knew the matter and knew the import of what was going on, to say that this was actually a sign and that the two of them might never see each other again, and that the deep friendship and bond that they had between them is going to be tested by distance, because it is quite clear that he's not going to be able to come back safely. Some people suggest that Yohanan actually had a deeper plan for all of this, and that instead of, he shot at the Evan, he shot at the marker stone where David was supposed to hide in the neighborhood, but Yohanan hoped that the servant running to fetch the arrows would be a siman from Shemayim, and this is kind of more midrashic interpretation of what was going on, instructing David whether he should continue to run away or whether he could return. Yohanan was worried about just relying on Shaul's words. Maybe he misinterpreted Shaul's mood. Your father threatens to throw a spear at you. It's kind of hard to misinterpret. But nevertheless, maybe he wasn't necessarily right. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send a different sign. Sometimes somebody intends evil against somebody else, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns it to the good. That which we think is what we want to do to somebody can turn out to benefit that other person tremendously. So maybe Shaul's enmity towards David would turn out to be a positive. Maybe it's a crucible of sorts, sort of forging David and testing him. Of course it was, but not necessarily in person. And so Yohanan is kind of proposing Hashem will guide us. I'll shoot the arrows at the Evan, and if the youth runs after the arrow and I tell him to come back because he went past it, that's a sign from Hashem. But if he stops before reaching the arrow, it's not just the fact that he is slow or didn't see where the arrow went or I was playing games. It's a sign from Hashem who stopped his steps that he wasn't going to reach the arrow. And that's a sign that you need to keep on going. So this is a tremendous kind of bit of bitachon as well as anything else on the part of Yohanan. But the problem is the signs are clear, and for Yohanan and David, it's going to be a very tragic moment as they part, perhaps never to meet again.